Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 3rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Lensing AG strengthens leadership team with Melina Ioviva as VP Corporate Communications, Sustainability, Investor Relations, and Public Affairs. Lensing AG, a global leader of regenerated cellulose fibers, has appointed Melina Ioviva as Vice President Corporate Communications, Sustainability, Investor Relations, and Public Affairs. Reporting directly to CEO Rohit Agarwal, Ioviva brings over 20 years of experience in driving businesses towards improving total value for stakeholders. Her role underscores Lensing's commitment to global market positioning, capital markets engagement, and sustainability. With a background in transformation processes, capital markets, and sustainability, Ioviva's expertise will be instrumental in realizing Lensing's ambitious vision. Previously serving as company spokesperson at POR AG, Ioviva holds a master's degree in business administration from Vienna University of Economics and Business.
Expansive taps Christina Scheffer-Williams and Michael Applebaum to lead sales and marketing efforts. Expansive, the leading infrastructure provider for the global energy transition markets, has appointed Christina Scheffer-Williams as Senior Vice President of Sales and Michael Applebaum as Vice President of Marketing. Christina, with nearly two decades of sales and operational leadership experience, aims to surpass revenue expectations and deepen customer relationships. Michael, with over 20 years in technology and energy transition markets, will help Expansive create new markets and scale sustainably. Both leaders bring valuable expertise to drive the company's growth and mission towards a cleaner, more sustainable world. Burgess returns to Cannes with a show-stopping superyacht lineup. Burgess, the global authority in luxury yachting, is proud to present its spectacular fleet of superyachts at the 2025 Cannes Yachting Festival. Held from September 9th to 14th along the sparkling French Riviera, the festival marks the start of the international boat show season and is Europe's biggest in-water event. Yacht enthusiasts can expect to experience the epitome of luxury, design, craftsmanship, and performance as Burgess showcases a curated selection of world-class yachts, including Starburst 3, Willow, Maverick, No Destination, and the aptly named Regine of Cannes.
Q&A with Scott Wiseman, CEO of Nocturne Luxury Villas. Scott Wiseman, a 30-year veteran in the travel and hospitality sectors, recently joined Nocturne Luxury Villas as CEO. Wiseman's background includes leadership roles at Apple Leisure Group Vacations and luxury tour operators Cox & Kings and Abercrombie & Kent. Nocturne sets itself apart by focusing on people-driven hospitality, offering concierge services to enhance guest experiences. Wiseman notes a trend towards in-home experiences and milestone celebrations in luxury travel. The company's growth is fueled by expanding into new exclusive markets and offering luxury condos in addition to homes. With a 33% growth in luxury home inventory, Nocturne's commitment to caretaking homes has earned trust from homeowners. Wiseman highlights favorite properties in Grand Cayman, Cabo, 30A, St. Barth, Santa Barbara, and Telluride, each offering unique luxury accommodations.
Architectural Glass and Metal Technician Program continues partnership with FHC, hosts testing at California campus. The Architectural Glass and Metal Technician Certification Program recently conducted hands-on glazier testing at Frameless Hardware Company's campus in Southgate, California. This partnership between AGMT and FHC aims to elevate the glazing trade by providing independent assessments of glaziers' knowledge and skills. FHC's Chief of Marketing, Andrew Herring, expressed support for the program's mission. In addition to hosting the testing, FHC covered 50% of the testing costs for candidates. The event in California saw 9 individuals earning certification, with a total of 2,149 glaziers certified to date. AGMT continues to grow, with 242 glaziers certified in the first half of 2025. For more information about the program, visit glazingcertification.com.
The Amy and Noreen team at Lang Realty announces promotions and new team members. The Amy and Noreen team at Lang Realty is celebrating growth and momentum this fall with the promotion of Paige Mercado to Director of Business Development, leveraging her expertise in client relationships and partnerships. New team members include newly licensed realtor Jamina DeMilta, dedicated to helping clients achieve their goals, and Carrie Doyle Waite, currently obtaining her real estate license with a focus on community knowledge and excellence. Also on the team is Namrata Israni, a realtor and social media expert, enhancing the team's digital presence. Amy Snook and Noreen Payne, realtors with Lang Realty, express excitement for the team's expansion and potential for success. Together, the Amy and Noreen team offers a strong mix of experience, innovation, and local expertise in Boca Raton's real estate market. For more information, visit wamyandnoreenteam.com. Lang Realty, founded in 1989, is known for excellence, integrity, and personalized service in South Florida's residential real estate community. Learn more at .langrealty.com.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, reports strong Q2 25 results, targets profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, a U.S.-based digital mortgage lender, reported strong Q2 25 results, with $1.7 million in revenue, a 27% increase quarter over quarter, and operating cost reduction by 40% to $5.6 million. Net loss narrowed to $4.1 million, a 68% improvement. Beeline aims for profitability by early 2026, with $6.3 million in cash at the end of Q2. The company funded $52 million in mortgages, launched new products like Beeline Equity and Blink QC, and introduced Bob, an AI mortgage chatbot. Analysts project market share growth in a sector expected to grow at a 13.57% CAGR. Ladenburg Thalmann initiated coverage with a buy rating and over 200% potential appreciation.
Biomed news breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, completes FDA Type C meeting, gains guidance for planned pediatric CNS cancer trial. Lantern Pharma, a clinical stage oncology company, completed an FDA Type C meeting, gaining guidance for a planned pediatric CNS cancer trial. The FDA supported Lantern's proposal for a parallel ATRT cohort and potential inclusion of spironolactone with LP-184-STAR-001. Lantern will submit an IND amendment for trial initiation in Q1 2026. The program holds rare pediatric disease and orphan drug designations, focusing on progression-free survival, overall response rate, and quality of life outcomes. Lantern Pharma is an AI company transforming oncology drug discovery with a pipeline estimated to have a combined annual market potential of over $15 billion USD.
Mining news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ FMST, FAT, to issue 485,000 shares to Denison Mines under investor rights agreement. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., CC FATE, is set to issue 485,000 common shares to Denison Mines Corp., TSX DML, NYSMDNN at 220 cents per share, totaling $1,067,000 under their amended and restated investor rights agreement. This move will increase Denison's ownership to about 19.17% of Foremost's outstanding common shares. The Canadian Securities Exchange approved the issuance, which is related to Denison's equity participation right on prior warrant exercises and property payments. The shares will be subject to a 4-month plus 1-day hold period. Rock breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. UCU, OTCQRF, completes automatic conversion of remaining $1.1 MEM convertible debentures. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., a company focused on rare earth element separation and supply chain innovation, has completed the automatic conversion of the remaining $1.1 million convertible debentures. The debentures were issued in May 2020 and were converted into equity following the triggering of a conversion clause tied to the company's share price performance. As a result, Eucor issued 1,222,219 common shares and 611,108 warrants, with no debentures remaining outstanding. The conversion was triggered after Eucor's shares closed at 220 cents or higher on the TSX Venture Exchange for 20 consecutive trading days, reaching this threshold on September 2, 2025. Certain debentures were held by related parties, including Chairman and CEO Pat Ryan, though the transaction is exempt from minority approval requirements. No new insiders or control persons were created in connection with the conversion.
Investor News breaks NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. to join H.C. Wainwright's 27th Annual Global Investment Conference. CEO Fireside Chat set for September 8, 2025, 4:30 to 5 p.m. ET. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. will be participating in a fireside chat at H.C. Wainwright's 27th Annual Global Investment Conference on September 8, 2025, from 4:30 to 5 p.m. ET. CEO Jonathan Javitt, MD, MPH, will be featured in the chat, which will be available via webcast on the company's website. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. The companies NRX100 and N101 have received designations for the treatment of suicidal ideation in depression. NRX has also filed applications for NRX100 with the National Priority Voucher Program for the treatment of suicidal depression.
Q&A with Edward W. Easton, Chairman, The Easton Group. Edward W. Easton, founder and chairman of The Easton Group, a Miami-based commercial real estate firm, discusses the current state of the industrial real estate sector. Despite a cooling in demand, deals are still being made, albeit at a slower pace. There is a price disconnect between buyers and sellers affecting the market, with sellers not adjusting to current conditions. Rents are stable, but a modest correction of around 8% is expected in the next year. Construction activity has slowed due to high costs and low returns. The Easton Group is focusing on acquiring existing buildings with below-market rents rather than new development. While there may be pockets of distress in certain asset classes, overall, the market remains relatively healthy.
Q&A with Rohini Kasturi, CEO of HG Insights. Rohini Kasturi, CEO of HG Insights, brings over 25 years of experience leading global teams and transforming companies. With a focus on AI-driven revenue growth intelligence, HG Insights acquired TrustRadius and MadKudu to bridge the gap between insights and execution. By uniting market and buyer intelligence, HG Insights offers a definitive GTM platform for B2B teams. The acquisitions enable demand gen and sales teams to access contextualized buyer insights and predictive scoring, accelerating revenue outcomes. With a vision to empower B2B companies through data and AI-driven insights, HG Insights is revolutionizing the GTM landscape. By leveraging RGI Fabric and advanced analytics, HG Insights is leading the way in precision-guided decision-making and market disruption.
Rapid Fire Safety and Security is proud to announce Jessica Roch as Area Manager, Southern California. Rapid Fire Safety and Security proudly welcomes Jessica Roch as Area Manager for Southern California. With extensive leadership experience in fire and life safety, Jessica will focus on enhancing service operations in the region. Her track record includes managing large service operations, guiding technical deployments, and leading teams to deliver mission-critical protection. Jessica's expertise will support Rapid Fire's mission to provide industry-leading fire and life safety solutions. Rapid Fire Safety and Security offers comprehensive expertise in fire, life safety, and electronic security services, driving development throughout the Midwest, Southwest, and Western United States. Concentric Equity Partners, a private investment firm, partners with leading middle market companies to accelerate long-term value creation. For more information, visit rapidfirefat.com, fishyp.com.
Tootle Transport rolls into Tampa Bay, providing safe and dependable rides for those with mobility and cognitive challenges. Tootle Transport, a non-emergency medical transportation service, has opened its first Florida location in Tampa Bay, offering safe and wheelchair-accessible rides for individuals with mobility and cognitive challenges. Founded in 2012, Tootle Transport's mission is to provide reliable transportation for people of all abilities, including seniors, wheelchair users, and those with temporary or chronic challenges. With a focus on trust, respect, empathy, and kindness, Tootle Transport aims to make a difference in the Tampa Bay community. Operating in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties, Tootle Transport is expanding nationally to serve more individuals in need of specialized transportation services.
Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA, actively capitalizing on sports investing market growth. Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, is actively capitalizing on the growth in the sports investing market. The company's multi-club ownership strategy across Europe, Africa, and Asia includes the recent majority acquisition of SS Juve Stabia, now competing in Italy's Serie B. Juve Stabia's squad value increased by 245% to $32 million during the 2024-25 season. Brera is one of only two MCOs active in Italy's Serie B, alongside City Football Group. The firm's approach focuses on portfolio growth, bottom-up value creation, and fan-to-investor pathways. Public markets are increasingly embracing sports franchises and related companies, with sports-related stocks showing strong gains in recent years. Brera Holdings, an Ireland-based international holding company, offers investors a direct way to participate in the sports investing market. A News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc., OTCQBF, closes $31 million acquisition of Holiday Inn property to launch AI-driven hospitality platform. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., a hospitality technology company, has closed a $31 million acquisition of a Holiday Inn property in Victorville, California. This acquisition marks Knight Food's entry into the hotel industry, with plans to implement AI-powered robotics to enhance hotel operations. The Victorville property will serve as the company's robotics-as-a-service innovation site, with automation solutions already being deployed. CEO Jimmy Chan stated that this acquisition will lay the foundation for Knight Food's AI-driven hospitality platform, positioning the company at the forefront of hotel operations innovation.
Shaping Wealth adds to advisory board to accelerate the impact of human-first AI innovation. Shaping Wealth, a leading provider of behavioral science-based solutions for the wealth management industry, has expanded its advisory board with industry leaders Jason Pereira, MBA, CFA, CFP, and Samantha Russell, joining behavioral economist Dr. Hal Hirschfield. This move aims to guide the strategic evolution of Shaping Wealth as they advance their AI platform, Lydia, and deepen technology integrations. Founder Brian Portnoy emphasizes the importance of combining technology and humanity to better serve clients. The advisory board's expertise in technology adoption, marketing innovation, and behavioral science will be crucial as Shaping Wealth scales Lydia's impact worldwide. The company's focus on making technology more human aligns with the future of the industry, as they aim to help advisors connect more deeply with clients through empathetic, personalized guidance. Learn more about Shaping Wealth at shapingwealth.com.
45 Drives launches groundbreaking 45 Home Lab and 45 Professional Storage Setup Wizard to simplify Linux storage server configuration for home and professional users. 45 Drives has launched the groundbreaking 45 Home Lab and 45 Professional Storage Setup Wizard, a new client application designed to simplify configuring Linux ZFS storage servers for users of all levels. This tool eliminates the need for prior Linux or ZFS experience, allowing users to easily configure HL15 or HL4 servers over a local network. The wizard automates best practice storage and backup setup while providing insight into the process. Key features include zero peripheral setup, smart RAID configuration, scheduled client backups, and more. This tool bridges the gap between powerful open source storage and user-friendly setup, making it ideal for home lab enthusiasts and MSPs. For more information, visit 45 Drives on GitHub and YouTube. Global Tech Corp, GLTK, pioneers AI innovation, frontier technology growth worldwide. Global Tech Corp, trading under the symbol GLTK, is a U.S.-based technology holding company leading the way in AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. The company's mission is to empower visionary companies and innovation-led enterprises through strategic partnerships and technology integration. Global Tech recently reported financial results for Q2 2025, showcasing its commitment to creating exponential value for its portfolio companies and delivering measurable results for shareholders. With a focus on AI and big data center of excellence, Global Tech is at the forefront of AI innovation and frontier technology growth worldwide.
How China's EV revolution is transforming the global auto market. China's electric vehicle revolution is rapidly transforming the global auto industry. With strong government support, significant investment, and a robust supply chain, Chinese companies are now serious competitors to well-known automakers worldwide. American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ, must adapt to this new reality. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies driving the future of technology, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit techmediawire.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ CG LTRYW, advances growth strategy with $450 million financing and acquisition pipeline. ESG Media Corporation, a sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has announced a significant advancement in its growth strategy. With a stronger capital structure, $450 million in financing, and a pipeline of acquisitions, the company is in talks with Velos Media Group and Nook Holdings, among others. SEG Media aims to boost market penetration, user growth, and revenue through expansion in sports, live entertainment, iGaming, and digital media. Chairman and CEO Matthew McGann highlighted the transition to landmark strides that are already generating revenue and profits, positioning SEG Media for immediate results and long-term shareholder value.
Wendy Lambert, a trusted name in benefit auctions. Wendy Lambert, a distinguished figure in the auction industry, has solidified her reputation as a top professional with a track record of excellence. Known for her remarkable accomplishments and experience, Wendy's expertise shines through her recent victories in prestigious competitions, including the Texas Champion Auctioneer and International Auctioneer Championship, Women's Division. With a background in education and specialized auction training, Wendy holds the esteemed title of Benefit Auctioneer Specialist. Her dedication and commitment to the craft have earned her the trust and admiration of clients seeking to maximize the success of their events. As a licensed realtor in Texas, Wendy Lambert brings a unique perspective to her auctioneering services, offering a comprehensive approach to meeting clients' needs and exceeding their expectations. For those seeking a professional auctioneer to ensure the success of their next event, Wendy Lambert stands out as a trusted and accomplished choice. Visit www.wendylambert.com today to elevate your auction experience and take your event to new heights.
Investor news breaks. Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc., OTC, EH, signs MOU with Allied Energy to power EV charging corridors in Southwest. Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc., an ESCO company, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Allied Energy Corporation to supply natural gas for off-grid and hybrid EV charging stations in the Southwest. This agreement aims to address grid constraints and enable rapid deployment of charging infrastructure in Texas, New Mexico, and other states. Green Rain's president, Alfredo Papadakis, called it a game changer, providing clean energy input for quick EV infrastructure build-out without waiting for utility interconnects. Green Rain Energy Holdings focuses on advancing EV charging solutions, solar infrastructure, and sustainable investments to drive shareholder value while supporting the global transition to clean energy.
Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NASDAQ, and WTG expands Fast Motion shaft availability to club champion locations nationwide. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, has expanded the availability of its Fast Motion shafts to club champion locations nationwide. The Fast Motion shafts, launched on April 29, 2025, have already seen great success, with nearly 4,000 units sold and $1.4 million in orders. These shafts, made with high-modulus toray carbon fibers, are lighter than Newton's Motion series while maintaining stability and dispersion. They also feature the proprietary DOT system for precise swing fitting. Newton Golf, formerly known as Sax Parente, focuses on applying Newtonian principles to create innovative golf equipment that maximizes consistency and accuracy for golfers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/WTG.
Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, is one to watch. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., known as OTLC, is making waves with its lead candidate, OT-101, in a phase 3 trial for pancreatic cancer. The company's joint venture with GMP Biotechnology allows for cost-effective research and development, in-house GMP manufacturing, and an expanding nanoparticle pipeline called Desiparticle, TM. A strategic partnership with Shanghai Medicillon facilitates rapid IND filings for up to 20 drug candidates, speeding up development timelines. Oncotelic's proprietary AI platform, PDAOAI, improves regulatory and research workflows while enhancing public engagement. With a diverse pipeline covering oncology, Parkinson's disease, and more, the company aims to transform outcomes for patients with challenging conditions. Chairman and CEO Dr. Vuong Trieu, a prolific industry pioneer, leads the charge with a strong track record in biopharmaceutical innovation. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Via launches initial public offering. Via Transportation Inc. has announced the launch of its roadshow for the initial public offering of 10,740,285 shares of its Class A common stock. Via is offering 7,142,857 shares, while selling stockholders are offering 3,571,428 shares. The underwriters may have an option to purchase up to an additional 1,067,142 shares. The initial public offering price is expected to be between $40 and $44 per share. Via has been approved to list its Class A common stock on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol VIA. Goldman Sachs & Co. LLC, Morgan Stanley, Allen & Company LLC, and Wells Fargo Securities are acting as lead bookrunning managers for the proposed offering.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Bollinger Innovations Inc. expands cost-cutting measures, consolidates operations. Bollinger Innovations, BNI, an electric vehicle manufacturer, has announced staff reductions and facility eliminations as part of its consolidation efforts post-merger. The company reduced general and administrative and R&D expenses by 61% to $18.6 million per quarter. Measures include closing facilities in Calif and Ind, ending manufacturing with Roush Industries, and consolidating B4 production in MIS. CEO David Mascheri highlighted a focus on commercial EV sales, including Class 1 cargo van, Class 3 cab chassis truck, and Class 4 B4 chassis cab, meeting safety and environmental standards. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Bollinger Innovations is a Southern California-based automotive company specializing in commercial electric vehicles with a manufacturing facility in MIS. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.